remember that there is a new you that is arriving. So we want to be prepared to bring forth heavenly vision, heavenly conduct, heavenly assurance. So just so everybody knows, I mute your side. So if you're wondering what happened, I do that so we don't receive the feedback. But we will unmute when we open to serve you. So in any event, back to our little story, we're bringing forth our destiny. Now, this is very important that we understand that we continue to arrive. So just imagine you go to an airport and luggage keeps arriving from the baggage claim, or people keep arriving when the airplane lands and people start filing out. So we want to have this feeling of this continual advancement. So this is, when I receive this, it's like again and again and again and again. So we want to be very liberal with like our own space of conduct. What they mean by that is who you consider yourself to be. So imagine that your own perception of self is now outdated. In other words, who you've been accustomed to being and reporting to and identifying yourself as is continuing to align to a greater expansive sense of assurance. So again, we're moving into our multidimensional aptitude and accompaniment. And so with this comes our sacred treasures. In other words, like all the gifts that we're here to bring forth into this realm beyond our previous sense of entitlement. So we just want to imagine, like just imagine a five-year-old not even beginning to understand what it would be like to be a 10-year-old, to be a 15-year-old, to be a 20-year-old. So there's like more to come. There's more growth. There's more accelerated presence. There's more establishment. So as we will afford ourselves the right of safe passage, this means, now when I say safe passage, it's like if you ever saw some of those beautiful illustrations when a person sort of walks into a portal. There's a beautiful picture of a bear walking into a portal. So whether you want to be a bear or a human, it really is about that accelerated presence, that accelerated mastery, where we're really turning on the heat. So when we say the word heat, it's like the electricity, the kundalini energy, where we're coming into new placement. So when we said new placement, it's like there is a tuning fork or an accelerator that is holding your vision beyond past time. This means beyond the programming, beyond the matrix, beyond what you have already reassembled. Now, so we're all increasing our frequency. We're all increasing our frame of reference, but we want to start preceding that entitlement. In other words, going beyond. We don't, how do I put this in words? It's like we don't need to cling to yesterday. So yesterday I could just go so far. Yesterday I could reach whatever. I could channel this. I was interested in that. We want to keep dropping that polarization where we're limited to an old construct, an old consideration of self. And we literally are in the process of blowing our mind. In other words, mind just attends to the past. So it kind of bebops in terms of past consideration, what you've understood yourself to be. And then we project. So some of us are like, oh, I hope that relationship works out, or I hope I get the job I just applied for. And what we're doing, we're actually limiting our favorable lifestyle because we're being heaven sent. And what they're saying by this is like we're accelerating at such a fast rate that we actually can't keep up. And when we try to keep up, we slow down the process. So we really want to grow into that illuminated presence, which whatever vibes, whatever is in alignment with the vibration I'm soon to become, that's where I want to be. So whatever, whatever relationship, whatever job, occupation, whatever existence, like whatever address, whatever city, state, country, part of the hemisphere that I'm entitled to. So when we say this is not like the small cells, this is the I am presence that is here to establish the new birthing rights. So we want to allow ourselves to sing. So when I said sing, it's to harmonize. This is not about our singing voice. So some of us will bring forth just beautiful light language. But the sing is really a vibrational arrival, a vibrational consent. So some of us are still attached to four. Well, I don't want to grow out of whatever it is I'm attached to, whatever it is we're clinging to. We want to remember that whatever is in our life is really like a pause. So it may continue with us and it may continue to sing. So that singing is the increase in vibrational camaraderie, companionship, establishment. But we want to come undone, meaning just imagine a present you're opening. It's like there's more tissue paper and there's more tissue paper and there's more tissue paper still. You know, whatever could be underneath all this paper, I can't wait to find out. So again, we're not projecting in terms of can't wait, but we're not steady motion in terms of it has to look like what I have preconceived. Because as we come undone, as we follow our higher heart, we're subject to mercy. So this is where our I am self, it like docks, it comes into priority. So again, it's like our lives will really never be the same because our life has really been prejudiced. In other words, we've been living under duality. We've been living under a false system. So all of us that are like, I gotta buck the system. Well, the way you shift a system, the way you shift a paradigm is by claiming exactly what is being brought forth, what's being told through you, what you're allowing to perceive, what you're allowing to be present. So when I said the words allowing to be present, the energy that's coming through me, like I'm having trouble staying attached to form, my life in totality, it's like really non-existent because we're moving into divine presence, we're moving into divine harmony, we're moving into divine glory. So allow yourself to receive your light, allow yourself to receive your truth. And every time I say your, it's like even that's outdated because it's your true essence, your true self, your true gifting, your true glory. A lot of us are still sort of scared of what's to come because we don't understand how to trust change. We don't understand how to trust our higher perspective. So the more that we can receive, I want to say the word God's glory, but divinity, so just put in whatever words feel right and true to you. But we want to have that trust factor, whether you want to hold Moses's hand, whether you want to hold Jesus's hand, whether you just trust in your angels, whatever it is. But we want to start having trust. We want to start aligning with our true remembrance. So allow yourself to receive proper sequencing. The sequencing, it's like a tuning fork, and it's tuning us into new acquaintance, new realization. So this is where we're stepping out. I just see like a bird, like walking out of its shell. We're stepping out into greener pastures and into greener proximity. So this is an energetic alignment. And as we shift, remember there are many, many, many versions, and the many just goes on and on, of Earth and of you, who your stature, your vibration, your consciousness. So as we align with love, they're saying there's a trapping in that word because we don't understand what's possible. So I love my cat. I love my parent. This is very, this is attachment. This is not love. So love is our new vicinity. Love is our new roadmap. Love is our new address. Love is our new destiny. Because in love's presence, there's only love's assurance. There's only abundance. There's only health. There's only riches. There's only connection to source. There's only connection to source. That's all that is. All that is makes up love. So we're allowing ourselves to come undone. So come undone is you're dropping your parents' paradigm. You're dropping your childhood paradigm. You're dropping pairs, duality, and we're moving into heaven's consent. So allow these energies to be far-reaching. Far-reaching is, it's literally changing your roadmap. It's changing what you believe is possible. Now, this is very, very important, because in order to receive, we have to conceive. We have to extend our approach, our divine access, our affordability. So we have to imagine ourselves worthy. We have to imagine ourselves entitled. So now we understand why it's so important that we drop past perception, past perspectives. Because again, a lot of us have been trying to move forward, trying to accelerate, holding that ball and change, holding generational teaching, holding old programming. So when we allow ourselves the heaven's riches, when we allow ourselves the new chambers of light, it's, when I say new chambers of light, it's like I just see everyone like activating light, where there's just so much light, you can see your way into your new tomorrow. So again, that's a little bit of a projection in a new tomorrow. It's really, you see your way out of yesterday. So in other words, you're opening up to that which is gifted, that which we're entitled to, that which is already here and present in our totality of care. So in other words, we're extending, we're ascending, we're graduating, we're providing liftoff. So again, receive this heavenly bliss, receive all around. So in other words, the argument you are going to get into this afternoon is non-existent, because you're no longer playing that old part. So do you see, it's like the trappings we call forth, we think the problem is the other. It isn't. It's our consciousness. So as we shift, there's no longer that past person to have that argument with, because you're just not there anymore. You're non-existent. So this is how fast we're able to move. This is how fast we're able to travel. So we're allowing that new existence. We're now allowing that new establishment. Just imagine someone giving you a new phone number, a new area code, new exchange. So allow yourself to receive it on all levels, in all directions of time. This is when we're dropping false memory. Everything really is false when it's the linear story, because all of it is a hallucination. So when we stay attached to it, we bring forth grievances. When we release it with love, we time travel. In other words, we accelerate into our established gifting. And so we're in charge of regulating that performance. We're in charge of that holy remembrance, that dance, and that accelerated gifting. So receive the light, receive love. There are a couple that are afraid of backlash, and it's a little bit like, yeah, but you don't know what I did. When you're an ego, we all have done. We all have done, because we're operating out of suffering, you know? So it's extremely impossible not to. So what matters is you coinciding with the new reality, coinciding with the new gifting, because you're not just doing it for you in the singular, you're doing it for the totality of care. So when you agree to move mountains, this is all that matters. Wisdom erases karma. Wisdom erases karma. It's like God reads your heart. when you've received God consciousness, God's glory, the past is never more. As you will honor that. Take just one more moment. Someone's saying, so how fast can you accelerate? How much can you believe? How much can you take in? How much resonates with accuracy? You're not waiting on the universe. The universe is waiting on you. But of course, you are the universe, so it's a simultaneous transfer. Continue to receive. So it is.